In the grand cosmic play of the universe, every end sets the stage for the impending beginning. Each culmination of primordial turmoil finds release in the promise of recreation. At the threshold of the Holy Trinity that operates the cycle, there stands the colossal figure of Sri Ganesh, the origin of thought, energy, and sound. And when this treasure of pure energy begins to explode into existence, it enters human consciousness through the refrain of the Omkar. The glorious Gajamukha legend has it that Mother Parvati had installed little Ganesh as a guard outside while she was having a bath. And when Lord Shiva was about to walk in, he was stopped by Ganesh. In the ensuing duel, Ganesh valiantly fought his own father to discharge his assumed duty. Finally, without knowing his true identity, Shiva beheaded him, only to replace his head with that of an elephant. This concept of a combination of animal and human form also finds its resonance in other important ancient civilizations like Greece, Crete, and Egypt. Sri Ganesh blesses the human mind to expand itself, to comprehend his enormity and significance without which nothing can begin. No other entity can enter the consciousness of the mortal mind unless expanded and made ready by the divine grace of Ganesh the Adipuja. That's how, since time immemorial, Ganapati's presence and blessings are sought by the wise to make a successful beginning of any religious function or ceremony. In fact, the term Sri Ganesh has become synonymous with the act of beginning any endeavor. It is widely acknowledged that only after Sri Ganesh has been invoked and worshipped, other gods can have their turn. Omnipresent and instantly recognized amidst the vibrant scenario of our daily existence, Ganesh is addressed and worshipped by various popular names. As the acknowledged god of learning and wisdom, Sri Ganesh is revered as Riddhi Siddhidayak. Worshipping him enables a devotee to imbibe knowledge and wisdom with greater facility. Having opened the path of learning, Lord Ganesh also rewards the devotee's efforts with deeper realization and enduring success. It is readily understandable that Rishi Ved Vyas could not have taken on the superhuman task of creating the Mahabharata if Lord Ganesh would not have agreed to be his scribe. Nothing perhaps is more auspicious than the Mangal Murti of Ganapati. As Mangal Karak, he is the embodiment of Om, the original and eternal symbol of existence. With his large elephant ears, he listens to every appeal. With his narrowed eyes, he observes and watches over the drama of life. His form is enormous, yet he accommodates himself happily in the heart of every devotee. His steed, the Mushika or the mouse, symbolizes the restless nature of the mind which needs to be controlled so that it remains alert and useful at one's feet. The Lord of Multitudes, Ganesh is one of the friendliest deities from the Hindu galaxy of gods. Most approachable, utterly benevolent, and almost like a member of the family, Sri Ganesh is loved and revered by one and all. With Devi Parvati as his mother, Lord Shiva as his father, and Sri Kartikeya as his brother, Ganesh can be said to belong to the ultimate first family of Hindu deities. Obstacles and challenges are integral to life. So is the need for a trusted guiding hand. Sri Ganesh fulfills this role. As Vignaharta, he removes obstacles from the path of worthy achievement and success. Similarly, he brings obstacles in the path which could otherwise lead to inauspicious consequences. All we need to do, therefore, is to be sensitive to his guiding hand.